The nation's new citizens might also marvel at a 4th of July tradition, fireworks. And a summer tourist can tell you fireworks are pretty easy to come by in New Hampshire. It is the only state in the region where firework sales are allowed, and pyrotechnics emporia line the borders with Massachusetts and Maine. But this July 4th will end New Hampshire's regional monopoly on at least legal fireworks. Josh Rogers of New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
The scene at Champney's Fireworks was, as it tends to be in the run-up to July 4th, busy.
Is this debit or credit?
Credit.
Need a bag?
Yeah, it might help.
The family-run store has been in business for 28 years. Owner Nancy Champney says about half her sales go to people who live outside New Hampshire. The fact that Maine will next year allow fireworks sales and that Massachusetts is debating following suit has her worried, very worried.
You're wondering if it's going to really hit me hard if they go on both sides? Yes, it is. It is. It's going to hit me hard. Mm-hmm.
Which would be fine with Richard Bastine. He's a member of the Massachusetts House leading the effort to bring legal fireworks to the Bay State. Bastine dragged a bunting-draped podium to the Massachusetts-New Hampshire state line and set it up 400 feet from a New Hampshire pyrotechnics chain store. Bastine quoted John Adams and likened his own cause to the nation's fight for independence.
I'm a firm believer in the same thing that the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence believed. And it's time for us, in the cradle of liberty, to begin to trust our citizens once again.
Bastine then predicted that legal fireworks could mean millions to the Massachusetts economy and boost employment.
Whether it would be 100 jobs created, 1,000 jobs created, or 10,000 jobs created, the people that I spoke to yesterday down at the unemployment office, they're looking for anything that they can get right now.
The American Pyrotechnics Association keeps no state-specific numbers, but says the industry did almost $1 billion of business last year, 75% of which was over-the-counter. But Nancy Champney, for one, remains skeptical that allowing fireworks in Maine and Massachusetts will bring any jobs beyond some seasonal temp work.
Not unless he's going to open up a Walmart here, you know. People don't buy these every single day. The day after the 4th, it's done.
But this year, the fireworks trade in New Hampshire is brisk. Head to the parking lot of any fireworks store and out-of-state plates, and people who just as soon remain anonymous are everywhere. Maine state troopers are notorious for monitoring the lots and pulling people over once they cross the border. Brian Smith was headed in the other direction. He'd driven all the way from Albany, New York.
This is as close as I can find fireworks without going to Pennsylvania.
Next year, Smith may not need to drive so far. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.